Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to your Lord. If you're tuned in, you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. We are here live. We have a part two show today with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself. We have our special guest back, Pastor Monica Phillips. She will be telling you more about what's going on and what she's been, you know, doing around the tri-state areas. We are just blessed because God is worthy. But as I always do, first we want to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, God Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning, God Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you are worthy, God, of all the glory and all the honor. God, we just want to say thank you for giving us a brand new day, God Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you woke us up in our right mind, God Jesus. Somebody didn't make it this morning, Father, Lord Jesus. Somebody is sick this morning. God, we say thank you. We welcome all the new babies into this world, God Jesus. We want to say thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for your grace and mercy, God. We are worthy of your love. We are worthy of nothing, but you, Lord, are worthy of everything. So we thank you, God, for that. God, there is none like you, Lord God Jesus, across the face of the earth. Thank you, God. We are praying for the babies against the monsters, keeping the monsters off of the babies to protect them, Lord Jesus. Keep your loving hands around the babies, God. They need you more than ever, God Jesus. We thank you, God, because you are just one of a kind. There is none like you, God, Jesus. There is none across this whole wide world like you, God. We thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for just keeping the elderly, God, Jesus, through this weather. God, Jesus, we know that this weather is up and down, but God, Jesus, everything belongs to you. So we thank you, God. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for your son. We thank you, God, because you're God all alone. And, God, we just ask that you continue to bless us and lead us in the right direction. Give us every right word to say. Let us be a blessing to somebody today. We give it all to you in your holy, precious name. Amen. And today's scripture will be coming from Psalms 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. All the joys of those who take refuge in him. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Amen. The word of the Lord has been blessed. We thank you, God, for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now we would like to just play another tune. So if you're tuned into the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour, we're going to play one more song. And then we're going to have our special guest come back on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're back with our special guest. Amen. Pastor Monica Phillips, are you on the line?
Hello. Yes, I am here.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. We want to welcome you back to our show, part two.
Thank you so
Mr. Faith to Faith himself and Lady Love. Mr. Faith to Faith himself had to step out for a minute and he haven't made it back yet, but that's okay because I'm here and God is here first of all, and we have you back for part two of
Amen.
Wednesday show. It was just an awesome show Wednesday. The time went by so quick and everything was going on, but we thank God that we're here today. Amen. Amen. And we are just excited because I've been just like so excited about coming back to this show because, you know, we was talking about so much and then the enemy was just so busy that day. It was just,
oh,
you
God.
Know, but Yeah. You know, but God is still worthy of all the glory anyway. So we want to hear more about, we didn't get a chance to talk about your book, but we want to hear about your book now. So if you can tell us about the book that you have.
Okay. The name of the book is The Fallen State of Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this message in a dream. The Lord came to me in a closed vision. And I had this dream. It started out with we were in this amusement park. And this was one mm-hmm. of those days that, you know, your family can come to the park, like a co-worker's day. And we were all at the park, and basically everyone was just talking about Jesus and how they loved him. And all of a sudden it went from, and this is in the dream, it was really sunny outside, hot, and it went from that to dark. And, you know, suddenly it started getting, it just kind of fell dust dark. And people began to look around, and in the sky, the clouds started billowing, just, you know, real thick and billowing. And out of the cloud came Jesus.
Wow.
And he was still on the cross. His robe was bloody, and it was tattered, and it was beige. And, you know, of course, people started running and screaming out, these are all saints. These are
mm-hmm.
This was a Christian day at the park. And then out of the other part of the sky, there was a black figure that came out. And he was bound like Jesus, but he was bound at the neck with ropes. His arms was bound with ropes, and his feet was bound with ropes. And I remember just screaming, saying, Jesus, you know, help us. You know,
right.
We thought that this was that day, the rapture. We thought it was that day.
Mm-hmm.
But as I began to say, Jesus, help us, he wouldn't look at us. And I remember
wow.
getting so frustrated and saying, why won't you help us? Why won't you
mm-hmm.
look at us? And there were some other things that happened in the book. You would just have to get the book and really read everything. But
mm-hmm.
When I woke up from the dream, I was crying. My pillow was drenched. And I still remember feeling what Jesus felt in the vision. He allowed me to feel his pain.
Right,
and,
right.
Probably a couple weeks later, I heard nothing. I heard no revelation. I heard nothing. And there was one day I was sitting, and the Lord said, go and get something to write with. I want to tell you what you saw in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And as he began to reveal to me concerning the fallen state of man, it took me back to that moment. But Jesus was on the cross. He said, because we put him there. We, we as the believers, we as those of us who are naming the name of Christ, we are crucifying him afresh. The robe stood out. It was beige. It wasn't, you know, the white and glorious, you know, robe that we think of when we see him coming back in the clouds. This robe was beige, it was torn, and it was bloody. Because he said, we have put there our, you know, we're saying we love God, but we can't love the person that's sitting next to us.
Exactly.
We say we love him, but we're gossiping and we're killing each other. He said, we have crucified him afresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much the gist of the dream. But he broke down everything that I had saw in the dream, the amusement park, and what it stood for,
mm-hmm.
and how we no longer want to worship. We no longer want to labor in the Lord. We want quick fixes on popcorn messages and things like that. It's an awesome read, you know, and it's just straight from God. So I wrote what he told me, and there are people that have read this, and their life was changed. My life was changed even while writing the book.
Yes, yes.
The Fallen State of Man.
That's awesome, man. I got to get this book. I know I said I was going to get it, but I've just been so busy. But I am going to get that book. I'm going to inbox you, and you can tell me, or we can hook up, and I can get it that way, too.
Okay.
So that's just awesome. I mean, wow, to just, you know, and it seemed like it's so real when you be dreaming like that, like you're actually in the midst of that, like it's going on in the moment. And it's like you can't even wake up from that dream. You know, it's like, oh, my God. You know, that's just, that's
you
awesome.
Know, every time I tell a portion of what happened, and I always go to the vision, because that was the beginning of the, you know, but seeing him come back in the clouds like that and seeing the other dark figure, which was the enemy. And what was so strange, Jesus wouldn't look at us because he couldn't look at us because we had all this sin on us, you know.
Right.
But the black figure, it was facing us. And us as the Christians, as the believers that are naming the name of Christ. And so it's just so much how he breaks that down in the book. It's just amazing. But, yeah, just thinking about it, just it was the dream was horrifying. It was absolutely horrifying.
Wow.
And yeah, I wanted to wake up from that.
I can't even imagine, because I know, like, sometimes they say, like, and I know this is just, like, crazy to say, but they say, like, when you're dreaming and you're dreaming stuff like that, and, like, you can't move your body or nothing like that, and you be trying to fight and wake up, they say that, like, the witch is riding your back or something. Like, I've heard that
that's a different scenario. This was a vision. That's a different scenario. But
I just want to make sure, because you, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But when I woke up from the dream, as you said, stated earlier, it was if I was there. I was in that moment. I was there when it was happening. I felt everything in that moment. And when I woke up, it was like, you know, I'm crying. My pillow wet. You know, I was really, I was there. I felt him. I felt Jesus' sadness. I felt pain because of the body of Christ is in a fallen state. I felt it. I experienced it. And so that's why I do everything that I can do to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And I do everything that I can do because, you know, the times that are coming upon this earth, listen, the rubber is going to meet the road. It's like those of us who are naming the name of Jesus, do you know him really? Because there's a time coming, you're going to have to know him. You can't face with what's coming upon the earth. You're going to have to know him for real.
You're going to have to, because if you don't, that's like, you know, you say, oh, yeah, I'm saved, but then you're still out here like straddling in the fence, and you're lukewarm, and then you're hot and you're cold. You don't know which direction you want to go, and then you're out here trying to preach to somebody, but then you don't even have that relationship with God. So how can you even minister to anybody if you haven't even cleaned out your own house, you know? Because before you can go out there into this world and try to minister to somebody, I know God do give us a word sometimes to give to somebody, but you have to be lined up with God. You have to be in tune with God. You have to stay focused in your word. You have to fast. You have to pray. You have to be able to even know what to say. So you have to hear from God yourself in order to be able to tell somebody else anything, because I'm like this. If I see that you out here in the world and you're doing whatever you're doing, because I'm not even going to judge you because it's between you and God. But if I see that you're doing your thing out here, and then come Sunday morning, you up in the church trying to minister to me, talking about God gave you word, I'm going to say, no, because if God gave you that word, he's going to give it to me first. And then that's how it's going to be confirmation, because I'm going to be like, wow. Like, you know, but that's how, you know, you got to stay lined up with God. You got to know your words. You just got to be able to just be humble, you know. But first of all, we got to love one another. We have to really love one another 70 times 700, you know, you just got to love everybody. You just got to.
Right.
No matter how your flesh feels, You know, because this thing that you wrote, that dream you had, oh, that's going to come to pass. And you're going to be like, oh, my God, is this deja vu? Because it's going to be happening. So it's not going to be deja vu. It's going to be real because God is not going to let you see that vision. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
You know, what was amazing to me is that when everything started happening in the dream, and again, this was a day that all believers came together in the amusement park.
Okay.
And it was like the day of the Lord that we had waited upon, that we thought that we were waiting upon, the rapture. You know, that glorious day that we're going to be taken out, you know, and taken up with our King. We was all scared. You know what I'm saying? People screaming and, you know, in confusion. And I'm saying, wait a minute, this shouldn't be. This should be a day that we're supposed to be excited about the King. But because of the mess that we held in us, you know, and I saw people running, and the reason I couldn't run because I had to stand and tell the dream. But, you know, honestly, if I didn't have to stay there and tell the dream, I would have been running too. That's what I'm saying. The dream, it changed my life. It made me examine my life, nobody else's, but my own life. You know, I had to get things right within myself. Have I forgiven everybody? Do I love the people that have came against me and persecuted me? Have I forgiven them? I had to look. I had to ask God to shine the light within myself. And that's what this does. It makes you take a real, raw, uncut look at yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
we can
quickly blame, you know, point our finger at this one and that one. But no, this book makes you examine yourself.
Wow.
And that, you know, it was just amazing. It was amazing to just to be in that moment, as you said. Every time I think about it, it's just, you know,
it
gets me together.
Wow. We got to get together today so I can get this book because the next time I have you on the show, I'm going to be able to say, like, oh, my God, you got to get this book. And even though I don't have the book, people that's listening all over the world, you got to just get this book because when God gives people a vision and the vision comes to life, and we must get what God is saying because God gave you this to reach out to be a blessing to many lives all over this world. And, you know, people just be so selfish because they feel like, well, if it's not mine, if I didn't do it, then I'm not going to support. That's besides the point because let me say this. If God was that kind of God that said, well, this is my world and these are my rules and these are my commandments and this is mine, this everything is mine, do you know what kind of life we would have? But because God is so worthy and he's so awesome and so amazing that God gives us brand new grace and mercy each and every day. And that's why we have to continually ask God to kill our flesh because our flesh is wrestling with our spirit trying to pull us this way and God wants us to be this way. So, you know, it's just like, it's something to know that God can just do what he do. It's just, you know, we don't even understand why God do what he does. Why would God send his only begotten son down here to walk this earth to just be crucified by the people all over? You know what I'm saying? Back in that time.
Right.
Just, why would God do that? Why? Like, why God? Like, his love is just unconditional love, and it's just wow. It blows my mind to just know, like, we have a God that we don't even see. We don't even see God.
God's
works, and people don't believe it, but God is real. God is coming back.
God is coming back. I feel his presence.
And I'm telling you, you know, if we don't get it together, all this foolishness is going on all over the world. It doesn't matter where it is. It's just all over the world. It's nonsense.
Right.
And it's such that we don't even see this going on unless you look up on YouTube and see, like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous, like some of the stuff they be doing to people. And they actually really believe they're getting away with it.
Right,
you're not getting away with nothing, because first and foremost, God already knew what you was about before you was even born in your mama's womb. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
God already knew your life pattern. He already know where you're going to end up at. But we have to go stand before our maker. We have to stand before God. And the only way we're going to be able to stand before God is we make it through Jesus. Because he said, no man would come to my Father but by me. And, you know, it's just awesome how, you know, how God just uses people to do different things, you know what I'm saying? And it's like some people, they feel like, well, I only got this one thing that I can do, so, I don't, this ain't nothing. But that's just like the man in the Bible with the one talent. He thought that his talent wasn't nothing because the other men had, like, more talents than him. And he had his talent, and God said, well, you know, I'm going to take this talent back and just give it to somebody that's, you know, excited about this one talent, that want to do something with this one talent and put it to use. And I just love God for what he does. You know, God just give us
so much.
He never give us more than we can handle. And I just love God for that. I just thank God. You know, it's just right now, this moment right here, I love it because this is all about God's business. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, God is just, I can go on and on and on all day about talking about the goodness of Jesus, you know, because God is just that good, you know. But hey, everybody, listen, I know we're talking and we're just giving God the glory. But hey, if you want to call in and ask the guest some questions, be a caller, call in 323-642-1736. And I'm telling you, she's ready. She's ready.
Amen.
And she's ready. But what we want to do right now, hey, everybody, you're tuned in to the Faith-to-Faith Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith-to-Faith himself, with our special guest, Pastor Monica Phillips. But we are going to go right now to a break and come back after that. But I want to play one of her songs that she done. I know she probably said, like, I don't remember you having this CD, but I got it. So let's tune in to a song. Amen.
Praise God.
All right, all right, all right, all right. That was I Love, the Love You song. Amen, amen. And before that, that was Winding Turns we had played, everybody. So we are back to the Face-to-Face Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love. And as I said, Mr. Face-to-Face himself had some other business to take care of, so I don't know if he's going to make it back in time or not, but either way it goes, we still have our host here, Pastor Monica Phillips, and we have some other callers on the line, but they're just like in the background just listening to the show, so we're grateful for that. So,
amen.
We got to hear more about this book. This book got me all excited, so we've got to just, if you can,
let me see.
One
chapter is called You Are the Church. And in that chapter, chapter 10, we examine the amusement park. Because remember I told you the dream, it took place in an amusement park. You know, back in our day was outdoor park. And what the Lord begins to show me, what he gave me, he broke down the word amuse to me, because it was an amusement part. He broke down the word amuse to me, and when I looked at the word amusement part, it is the state of being amused, entertained, or pleased.
Right.
And it sounds familiar. This is an excerpt out the book. Sounds familiar. It sounds just like the church, and that's another ugly truth. You know, in church, we're no longer going after the heart of God. We're going after the amusement of things. We're going after church. And again, as I was speaking on, sharing on Wednesday, that the church don't save you. Jesus does. And that's
right.
Why a lot of people can go to church Sunday in and Sunday out and still leave and hook up with Johnny and Bobby and Ricky and Mike, because they only went to church. They did not go to God. Because anybody that I read about in Scripture that had a Damascus experience, if you will, that had an experience with Jesus, their life changed. And so that's why I tell people, listen, the church don't save you. Jesus does. The church will help you keep building on that, but you have to know who he is for yourself. You have to have a relationship with him first. And so, I mean, you know, that's why we can hate each other. That's why we can go and sit up and gossip and, you know, those things. Those things is the reason why that happens, and so that's what I tell people.
Right. Amen.
And so we have to have that relationship with God, because if you don't, you'll be just like the five foolish virgins. You know, the five wise and the five foolish. You know, they looked. Everybody looked alike. Everybody had oil in their lamp. Everybody fell asleep together that night in Matthew. But then when they got up, there were five that couldn't get in.
Right, exactly.
And so that takes me back to the place where, you know, it's a lot that's coming upon this earth. You have to know who you're serving. You got to know if you really with Jesus, because what's coming is it's going to separate the five wise from the five foolish in the scene that's coming upon earth.
Amen. That's so awesome. I know that the time is getting ahead of us. We got a few minutes left, and it's just like every time it seems like we be getting good into it. And it's just yes. I'm going to have to do like a 2-hour episode and just have you on so you can like read from your book and just tell people about the goodness, because there's so much in that book, and I know it is. So I'm going to actually hook up with you sometime today, and I'm going to get that book from you so I can have it so so I can be like talking about different segments of the book, and then you can tell the callers or the people out here in the world like how that came about. So that's just amazing how, you know, it's amazing how your mind can be put to use and then your hands start moving and there you have it. It's amazing what God can do, I tell you. So let me ask you this. If people wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Well, certainly they can feel free to contact you all. They can also email me at Yahweh Ministry. The Yahweh is YHWH Ministry at yahoo.com. And they can also hit me up on Facebook, if you will.
Okay.
I'm in the process of getting a different number for the ministry, so that's why we want to give the number out.
Right.
But please do. I'm open for ministry. I'm open for, you know, talks. I'm just open to build up the body of Christ. That's
Amen.
Why I'm here. That's right.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So do you have anything that's coming up?
I don't have anything coming up. I think in April I do have a conference coming up in Cleveland, but I have to give that information by June. Then again in August, I'll be in Cleveland doing a I Am Boss conference in Cleveland. So I will get that information to you as well.
Amen. Well, we do want to thank you for coming on our show again today, and we will definitely have you back again so we can just, you know, our whole show is just going to be about your book because there's so much in that book that people really need to just know what God has done and how, you know, and God has brought us, all of us, from a mighty long way to even be here on this day to be just, you know, talking about what God is doing, the goodness of God. So we just want to thank you for being on our show. We want to thank our guest that's called in today. It just happened so quick. I can't even believe that it's almost over. My goodness, Jesus. But we do
I certainly enjoy it. I certainly have enjoyed these 2 days talking with you on Faith Gospel Hour.
Amen.
It's been a blessing. If I can just say the Fallen State of Man is the name of the book. They can they can go on Amazon to locate it. They can also go to Ex Libris and locate it as well. I believe it also. They can go to those two places to order the book.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you have any last encouraging words to give anybody that's listening?
Just hold on to God and move forward in the things that He's giving you to move forward in. Just know that He has you. He's called you to a place, and He's going to see you through that place. And no matter how dark it may be for someone, you know, just keep holding on because there's a breakthrough on the other side of your going through. And that's
Amen.
What I'm going to do.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Faith Gospel Hour. We want to just thank our special guests, and we want to just thank everybody for just being a part of the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. If you want your music played on our show, just inbox us at Faith, F-A-I-T-H, the number 2, Faith Again, F-A-I-T-H, Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. Or you can reach out to us on Facebook. Of course, my name is Phyllis Jordan on Facebook and Mr. Gabriel Suber on Facebook. We got you. We love you. Hey, let God arise and the enemy be scattered because what God has given you is greater in you than he that is in the world. No weapon that formed against you shall prosper. What the world didn't give, the world can't take away. So with that being said, we love you. We thank you. And God bless you, and you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour on Blog Talk Radio. Amen.
Bless you.